pretty faces.
That's a new song that's also on that record. Let's do this one. Let's do it.
Listen.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, all right. We're just still across that borderline. Because you're in the middle of the country here. Oh, yeah, somebody asked me backstage about the remark I said before about people being in prison for doing good things. Well, I don't know how many people in Leavenworth are in prison for doing good things, but I was going to dedicate that to anybody. I'm sure there's some people in there, though, who have been in there unjustly. So I dedicate it to all their friends.
Where was nature neither on the I ask, one says to the other, no man sees my face to live. 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 She's my face in the hill. 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 She's my face in the hill.
Camelon lead guitar. Stan Lynch on the drum. Peter Gabriel, was he sitting in tonight? Was he sitting in tonight? I'm not sure. Was he? All right, I'll pass him in. On the bass guitar from Kansas City. Howie Epstein! Yeah, everybody's gotta be from someplace. Anyway, standing over here is the man who wrote Refugee, Tom Petty! Of course, I can't really go on without introducing my own heartbreakers. I'm gonna introduce my own heartbreakers too. That's Madeline Quebec and Louise Bethune. Carolyn Dennis and Queen Esther Marrow. Thank you. thank you. Last time we were here, I think I was here about 81 or 83 at the, what is it, Uptown Theater, wherever it was. I can't. Yeah. Uptown Theater, right. Anyway, we played this song last time, and nobody had heard it at that time. It was like the first time, one of the very few times I played it. Since that time, it's been recorded, so a lot of people have heard it, so I'm gonna play it again here. Besides, there were some people there that night that are also in this crowd tonight, and they asked me to please play it again. America's foremost poets is out in our house tonight. We want to introduce him, Allen Ginsberg, wherever you are. Mm-hmm. 200 years from now, people are going to be reading Allen Ginsberg. How old? 200, maybe 300. Maybe 20. Say, if there's rock music, rock and roll music reviewers here from the Kansas City Star or the Kansas City Times, whatever, I just want to ask them, if, would they check with some people on the way out what they thought, or what they saw, because... I think that's only right now. I think that's only right because these people from newspapers now, they get in free. You know, so they... It's there's nothing wrong with getting in free anywhere, but a lot of people don't get in free. So we're going to talk about those people tonight. People have got to pay a price to get in. I know I'm one. I gotta pay a heavy price.